You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Thanks for being with us here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
You get after it last time?
Yeah. Dave took a bunch of bong rips yesterday.
Lisa said, I party like crazy on a Monday night.
I was going to say.
Monday night's my night to party.
Oh, you must have just been screaming. Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know, a little loud. Things got a little loud.
He's suggesting you had a sex night.
Yeah, crazy Monday night sex.
Finally tried all that nipple stuff I've been telling him about.
Yeah, that's it.
Car battery, jumper cables.
Yeah. Ow, Joe, God, Jason, it was fun.
Getting into a little of that bondage.
Hey, relax.
Let's play a little game of TNT Rescue.
BDSM.
Little Game of Thrones party.
Yeah, that's me. A little Game of Thrones party. No, not at all.
Yeah, you're more like Game of Bones.
Game of Bones.
Yeah, shock them!
Went on the nipple.
The two of you together sound real great.
I gotta work.
James is going.
Yeah. That's how I react when you shock my nipple.
Yeah. It's more of a. He's used to it.
Wow, now he's really up in the voltage.
Yeah, that's high voltage.
That's the one that blew me right out.
Yeah, yeah. That'll do it.
That did.
Amber took the car battery right in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not because of my nipple electrocution. Mm. It's just, I don't know. I just woke up like this. I wish there was a better story.
Mm. Yeah.
Drink some tea and have some honey.
Drink some tea and honey. That's what I told him. Everybody's going to say that to him today like 12 times.
I say that to people. So now you're talking about me, Andy.
No, you say it once and it's fine, Lisa. It's everybody
There's
else
everybody
I don't
else.
Like.
Yeah. Everybody else has their cures for your throat.
I just
problems.
Need I need your remedies, but everybody else, I don't trust them. tea and honey. Those, I get tea and honey.
Are those the same people that tell you to tie your shoelaces?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, same people.
I don't care for it.
Like, yep.
Mind your business.
Well, it seems that when seniors lose control of a vehicle, it takes them a while to recover from that. Meaning,
sure.
Like,
once it's on a highway to hell, it's on it until something stops it. Yeah.
That's the case in Newton, Massachusetts, where a driver was taken to the hospital, elderly man. He lost control behind the wheel and drove through like 4 yards or something like that. Here's the story from Boston 25 News. Let's listen into this report.
But I'm shocked. I'm completely shocked. Stuff like this just doesn't happen on this little quiet street.
Police say a 72-year-old man lost control of his car and drove through 3 yards before hitting this house in Newton.
But this is just a really crazy scene.
The wild ride cut across yards on two levels, leaving broken mirrors and car pieces scattered from Troy Lane down to Evelyn Road. Luckily, just the basement window of this house was damaged.
To make a turn onto the street is kind of odd as well.
This is where it all started. The car came down this dead-end street, jumped this curb, and went right through this fence, then clipped the corner of this deck and went down this embankment. And the driver didn't stop there. He came around the corner of this house, jumped this retaining wall where you can see some damage, then jumped a second wall and continued down into the third backyard and came to a stop.
And then just nailed the house.
Thank God there were no kids in the backyard.
Neighbors say there are a lot of young children who live in this area right by an elementary school, and many of them play on the street and in these backyards.
It could have been so much worse.
Police say the driver suffered minor injuries and was awake and talking when he was sent to the hospital, but it's still unclear what caused him to take this dangerous drive.
Now, obviously, something terrible happened, and I hope I wish the guy well.
Why do you have your dog with you? Put your dog down.
If I ever talk to these, I'm going to hold Biddy's the whole time.
Oh, you better.
To help that driver right after he crashed. The cause of this crash is still under investigation.
He was a 72-year-old man.
That's the wildest, most cartoonish ride through stuff I've ever seen.
Listen, no part of where he turned down, which is like a dead end, like street where like it's a big round thing at the end that you can like turn around.
Right.
Surrounded by a gigantic fence, like a gigantic fence that he just picked the middle of and just tore through it.
He kept taking hard turns and stuff.
He really did.
It's crazy. So he went through a fence,
a missed river, the house,
hit the side of the deck, down an embankment, jumped one wall, jumped another
had
wall.
To, like, had to turn to keep it under control, turned, jumped the second little wall. And then he was like, hey! And then right into a house.
Those what? Tracks were pretty long.
Oh my God, they were. There was so much time to stop.
Like, why didn't he just, like, lift his foot up?
Let go of the gas.
Yeah, man.
he was like,
I better take another hard left. Oh, no, I better take a right. There's a fence there. Uh-oh. This is even worse than before.
Yeah.
He had so much time to stop it.
Yeah, he's doing everything. He's doing everything but taking his foot off the gas pedal at 1,000 miles an hour.
I gotta remember my training from when I was a rum runner.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, like, someone put a fence there. Someone put a deck here. Whoa, someone put a jump here. Whoa, someone else put another jump here. Oh my God, someone put a house here. Boom.
I was down. Someone else.
I was up. Yeah. I was left. I was right. I tried everything.
The better thing is that he was just not even doing anything, and the car would just hit the thing and send it one way.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yep. Oh, well. It's on cruise control.
I was in the air. I was in the ground. I hit bricks. I hit wood.
His car, honestly, his car is destroyed.
Oh my God, yeah.
As the car expected. Looks destroyed.
What is that? Is that a Rolls?
No, it's like a Jag, I think.
It looks like a Jaguar, yeah.
Old Jag. That's how you know it's an old person.
Yeah.
Powerful vehicle. I'll tell you the resale.
Not good now.
No, it's not good.
Front end's destroyed. Oh, what a wild
It is funny. It's too much car for them.
Yeah,
it like, is. It's funny that the old people want them so bad, but the then it's too much car for them.
The only thing he didn't hit was, like, a truck full of chickens.
Exactly. Big trailer of watermelons.
Right, huge trailer of watermelons. Yeah. Guys carrying glass across the street.
Yeah. Yep. Cardboard boxes.
Plaster powder.
Yep.
Because he had everything else from the cartoons.
Yeah, and if he would have hit just a pile of dirt and sent himself flying in like a circle barrel roll, that would have been the perfect ending. But
it seems like he pulled off stuff that takes a really trained driver to do in the movies.
Honestly, he should have been done after he hit the first, like, backyard, right?
Right, because he was heading right to that house.
Yeah.
And he missed it, clipped whatever was on the side, the deck or whatever, destroyed it, went right down a hill.
Whoa!
Oh, God. Hits the bottom, does a jump because someone had some landscaping wall set up. Well, they had two of them. He jumped the first one, hard left, jumped that one, and then about 100 feet or more.
Someone said, not surprising, the oldest, richest people live in Newton.
Oh, you can see that.
Oh, man.
Pretty rich city. They don't see.
Well, you can tell because someone answered the door with a dog in their hands, which is like the first sign. Yeah.
Pardon me. What's
the news? Oh, my God, my little dog.
Again, thankfully, no one hurt. And that guy just could not control his.
That guy drove like I used to drive. I think there's this game that was at arcades back in the day called Cruisin' USA.
Oh, yeah, Cruisin' USA. Yeah.
I would just be like,
Exactly. You drove it like a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
A suspected arsonist in Florida led the cops on a high-speed chase in a car painted to look like the General Lee.
Nice. Sweet.
Of course, from the Dukes of Hazzard, here's more on this crazy man's story from News 6 in Orlando.
Today, crime scene tape continues to surround this home that's now at the center of an arson investigation. Take a look behind me. You can see large sections of the roof and much of the inside has been destroyed.
You've got
just coming after deputies say a man set fire to his ex-wife's home. And
an actual episode of the Dukes of Hazzard is playing.
Yes.
Oh, whoopsie. Just went right into something there. All right, back to the
led deputies on a two-county chase. Cell phone video shows what firefighters were met with as they arrived on scene Tuesday evening. Flames and smoke consuming the home as crews rescued pets from inside. Everyone making it out, but it was close.
They looked like they were, like, overwhelmed by all the smoke. There was a lot of black smoke from what I could see.
Deputies soon learning this was no accident. They say the woman living at the home told them it was at the hands of her ex-husband, 44-year-old Oswald Pereira, who is also a well-known horse jockey. She said Pereira doused the home with gasoline and set it on fire.
And I did see the family sitting there, very upset. I felt really sorry for them.
According to investigators, Pereira took off in a newer model Dodge Charger designed to look like the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. Deputies say he then led them on a chase, switching vehicles along the way, everything coming to an end in Levy County. That's where authorities tell us he was found hiding out in the closet of a mobile home and taken into custody.
I almost feel sorry for him, honestly, because I think that if somebody is that stressed to do something like that, they must be in bad shape.
After Pereira was arrested, he was taken to the hospital to be treated for burn injuries deputies say he received while setting this home on fire. He now faces several charges that include arson and fleeing from law enforcement.
He's not as good looking as one of the Duke boys.
Well, he's a horse jockey, so
he's tiny.
And he's a tiny little man.
And his big dreams were to have General Lee.
Yes. That's all I want in my life. I ride horses my whole life. All I want is a General Lee.
Listen, I like your one of your new treasure. Can you do me a solid? Can you paint a... I just like it the general.
I like it. The Duke's a hazer.
I bought these short shorts. I bought the bow and arrow. I've got it all. I'm ready.
He just lost it.
Yeah. He did, right? And that's so easy to track down the General Lee.
Yeah.
Like, of course, they're going to find the guy. He's driving the friggin' General Lee.
Like, I understand if you had the actual General Lee painting it like the General Lee. Like, you've got, I don't know what year it is. Mm-hmm. You've got that car. You paint it like the General Lee. I understand it. The new one.
So he has a Dodge Charger that he's painted to look like.
It's okay. So he just has a Charger?
Yeah.
He doesn't have the
Challenger. Well, no. I mean, no. But I mean, it was a Charger. That was the original one. But they just don't look really anything like
the old, generally.
So it's an odd choice, is my whole thing.
Ever since I was a little boy.
Listen, I just got the 6-cylinder because he was affordable. So it doesn't go a super fast.
As your phone's ringing there, dude.
I am a simple, tiny horse yucky.
Your phone's ringing.
It's my General Lee ringtone.
Who is it calling?
It is a guy from a jail I met. Luke, the guy who played a Luka Duke. He touches buttholes now. He is a famous.
I sit on it. Two phone books.
I am a 4'11", 91 pounds. I have a Charger.
I wonder how big he really is. You think he's like a famous horse jockey? Like,
yeah. Well, he's got a nice house, right?
Mm-hmm.
He burned it to the ground.
He's well known, they said.
Yeah, you've got to be tiny.
In the horse jockey world.
Jockey. Let's look him up here, see if we can find him. There's the archives. Here's his profile. He's on equibase.com, which must be like, is that the LinkedIn for horse people?
Probably.
I think so.
Whoa.
Look how many races he's raced in.
Holy hell.
Dude, he's won some dough.
He's won, like, yeah.
He's all right, huh?
Holy hell.
I am tiny, but I am a reach.
Can I tell you...
He's a multimillionaire.
That I made probably 50 million.
That's just one of his cars,
though. Yeah. No, go back up. It does say the grand total, right?
Yeah, like 23 million.
$23 million.
My God.
Million. $23
million. He's no joke.
I am a tiny
little man with
him. Laugh.
I fell over, though. I put my wallet in my pocket, and I fell. It is a soul fool.
Throws off my entire balance.
Yeah, you want him to ride your horse.
Yeah.
It turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they said he was a jockey, I didn't know where they'd find him.
I wonder, like, what he's won. He must have won some big stuff.
Yeah, with that.
$23 million.
Money.
Like, has he won one of the major...
No. Seems like it would come up. all the thing, everything that's coming up now is about this general.
Well, that's yeah. it. You ruin your house. You ruin your whole life, right? You
burn I am
your
known house as down. The bad boy.
Oh, there's his car, huh?
That's his car.
It's not quite the general.
No,
way, is it?
No, it's like a modern version. Yeah, it doesn't list what the races were. Just it says the horse he was on at the time. Looks like he hasn't ridden in quite a few years.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah. No word on his height. I can't find any stats.
The police find me.
Oh, he's definitely tiny. He's probably it's probably what made him so good.
It wasn't on his page.
I didn't see his.
You probably don't put that up there.
Yeah. No.
You know, on horseracingdate.com or whatever.
They do have to be a certain height, right?
Mm-hmm. You got to be a tiny little guy.
Yeah.
The horse has to carry a tiny
wow,
little
Wow, he's
load.
In a long line of racers, follows family tradition to the winner's circle.
He's got a brownie tooth.
My father was a tiny.
Yeah. Oh.
His father was a tiny.
23 million he has.
213 wins the guy had.
Jeez. And the tiniest in the base.
He has the second most wins. Only one other guy has more, and he has a lot more.
Where's his height, Mother Evers? How tiny is this?
They're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
You tell me him. No, they don't say anything about him, but he looks quite petite.
James, you don't have his jockey collector card?
I do not.
No?
That's the elusive one. That's the hard to get.
Yeah. I knew.
Oswald Pereira.
Yeah. I've been looking all over Pereira. eBay for it.
I know you have.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We know, being in the music industry, that musicians don't retire, not even when they're dead. And now, Whitney Houston is going back on tour in hologram form.
Oh, God.
I thought they gave up on this hologram.
No, they're never gonna.
They did for a while.
Right.
And now it's back full steam. It's now officially in the works. There's also a new album that'll come out right when this tour apparently happens, previously unreleased Whitney Houston material, and a stage musical based on her songs. It's all part of Whitney's estate, and her family's behind it, they say.
Need that money.
Yeah, their family wants that Whitney.
Get that money!
The company putting it all together says Whitney was America's sweetheart. The idea now is to remind people this is what her legacy is.
How is it? I don't know. Mike Patton did this interview where he was talking about unreleased songs, and he always says that he says they're unreleased for a reason.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
he said
I
they're not
too.
Released because they're not as good. They're not
right.
that good.
Yeah. Right.
So it's kind of just
or the person hated them.
Yeah, it's like disrespectful to an artist post mortem to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't make the cut then. They're only making the cut now because no one's heard them yet.
Yeah, and somebody wants money.
Yeah. God, this video, huh?
Nah, crazy. That's like
I hear this every time I go to the goddamn grocery store, man.
Do you want to dance?
It's the ultimate grocery store song.
It's like it's the saddest thing, like a fat dude by himself getting snacks.
And this song playing.
This song.
I want to feel the heat.
God, this is terrible. It really
just like,
is.
Yeah, I'm just like dancing with Dorito.
And a mobility cart.
Jim Bernie, Hendricks.
So are they going to charge the same price for a hologram concert ticket that you pay for a regular concert when the person's alive?
No,
they can't.
No, but it'll still be, so what's a regular price nowadays? You want to see a show?
Minimum, like 50, 60 bucks. Minimum,
right.
For the worst
seat.
So,
30 bucks to go see the hologram show?
Guys, I think they'll charge close to the same price.
Oh, God.
Because everyone's a greedy bastard these days. It's all about making as much money as
you're
possible.
You're just going to, all you're doing is just listening to recordings.
Yeah, it's the silliest thing.
It's a waste of time.
So, maybe society's so dumb, though. I mean,
society's dumb, and her fans are older, and they may go for it. I don't think young music fans would go to a hologram concert.
Yeah.
I think, like, at an So say, you know, like in Detroit, there's the Fox Theater. That's where they do this, right? They give the Whitney Houston nice comfortable seats for old people to sit and watch the Whitney Houston hologram.
Yeah.
So that's where they may get older people who have a little more money.
Don't think anyone will go, but maybe a few people, but I don't think it'll be good.
It's a like smash.
The same people that went and go. It's the same people that would see the like Pink Floyd laser show.
Oh, yeah. A lot of drugs have been involved in that.
Right, but it was never as cool.
No.
It wasn't even worthy of the drugs.
But drugs made it cooler, I think, for if you were doing that.
Yeah.
If you were sober going to that.
Yeah, the only thing. But that's what I mean. Like,
I'd go see the Whitney Houston hologram if I was on drugs. That'd be a wild, what a wild experience. People watching.
Would be pretty
this
wild.
Is the craziest. I want to dance with somebody. I get arrested because I'm trying to dance with an old lady. Unhand me, bro.
It is insane because, I guess there was a time she was America's sweetheart, but stuff soured so bad by the end and just the way...
The crack stuff?
Yeah, you know, the crack stuff.
All the crack stuff.
It took a toll on her America's sweetheart image,
so
right?
So they're doing a Ronnie James Dio hologram tour this spring. I wonder how much the tickets are going for that.
Come on.
It's kicking off this month.
Dio.
Okay, so let's go to the website here.
All right, so there's tickets available in every place.
You guys
place.
In Fort Myers, you're going to be the first stop on this hologram tour, May 31st. Let's go to the ticket site here to get some tickets, see what they're costing us.
I think we could turn off Whitney Houston.
I know. With you all.
I feel like I'm shopping.
Okay. So
I didn't mind it.
He wanted to hear the whole song.
Okay, so where's the stage? Let's go in the middle. So $60.
Come on.
$59.77 plus $11.50 per ticket fee.
Mm.
And, so there's a lot of seats available.
But you know what? So is the green taken or?
Top ticket price, it looks like around $80 plus $12.50.
Green's available. Green's available. So there's a lot of seats available.
Dude, how sad are you?
That's all gone.
Well, that's the very front. You want to be right close to the hologram. Let's look.
I mean, there's no point in. So the,
I got a lot of tickets left for these.
But here's the thing. So it's just a hologram.
Yeah.
You're not paying anyone anything. So just that first little bit of $60 ticket price, you win.
Let's look up. It's coming to Detroit at the Fillmore. Oh, tickets are way cheaper. Main floor, $29.50. Balcony, $29.50. The most expensive. Yeah. Oh, well, there is like $90 tickets available for this.
$90?
Well, so, for the one of those booth areas.
Oh, that's for like...
mezzanine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a wild thing. It's really weird because it's not real.
A lot of tickets still available for the Detroit show, too.
I like real.
I mean, there's some gone. There's probably what would you say? Is that not even a quarter? Probably.
Yeah, I was going to say it almost looks like 15% sold.
It's a rough one.
I don't know if this is actually going to happen.
They may pull the plug at the last minute. Literally pull the plug.
I think so.
There's no dates in Boston.
No dates in Boston. Sorry, you guys can't see a hologram.
Oh, man.
You're not going
to
see a holographic.
More to be announced. Oh,
you'll be on the second round of the hologram tour if it makes it that long.
I doubt it.
But I'd head to Boston. That show in Fort Myers if you really want to see it, because it may be one and done.
Isn't Worcester in Massachusetts? Isn't that technically Boston?
Oh, it is.
There? I didn't even see it.
It's right up there.
Yeah, they do. Worcester,
I see it.
There you go.
June 6th in Worcester.
Mark your calendars.
The Palladium.
And it's at the Palladium in St. Petersburg, too, for you guys out there.
I'll be honest, though, okay? So as crazy as this all seems and like, oh, my God, how you do this, it's just me with a laptop. It's me with a laptop flying to these cities like, I'm the whole Ronnie James Dio show.
Do you think you'd have the same kind of like crazy rock star demands and attitude as
like,
laptop guy?
Excuse me, but Ronnie needs... only green M&Ms.
Oh.
He needs socks. He wants all sorts of different pairs of socks.
Are you the guy that's doing a cartoon Ronnie there?
I am, yes. It's a hologram. A holographic Ronnie James Dio, please.
Computer there. What are you babbling about with the M&Ms? You need something?
I need 14 bottles of Tito's vodka.
Well, I think they got you the voucher for the meal down in the cafeteria. I don't know about this. I can't be running around. I got these things, you know, make this cartoon of yours work. I got to get up there. I got to
do all the light stuff. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I brought the laptop, though. This has all the software that Ronnie James Dio lives here.
He does not. He's a dead man.
He's inside.
That's an Apple MacBook you got there. That's not right. Ronnie James Dio.
High-powered. I bought it on eBay.
I mean, I could check the vending machines for these M&Ms for you. I'll get you up. I'm not going through and getting the green ones out of there. That's
fine. Let's just take M&Ms then.
That's a little excessive.
Throw some bags of M&Ms
at them. Here you go. The cartoon nerd, he's babbling about M&Ms. Anybody going to do something about it? He's yelling at me.
I need some socks or I'm not going to hit the space bar. I am not going to hit the space bar and start this thing.
Guy didn't wear socks.
I won't do it. I need socks.
He's a wild
little man. I demand it. I know that other bands have demanded socks, and I am demanding socks.
Yeah, this cartoon fella, he's full of piss and vinegar, this guy. I can't work with him.
If I don't get 9 pairs of socks right now, this isn't happening.
Listen to him. It's crazy. We sold 12 tickets to the thing. Guy's talking like he's Elton John coming here or something.
It's nice. How many tickets did you sell? 12? 98% profit.
Yeah, the cartoon guy thinks he's Billy Joel. Is there something we can do about his attitude?
That would be amazing, is if after every show I got progressively worse and I started to dress like Elton John by the end. By the end, I'm in a big, I got wings and I'm all glittered up, giant glasses, just the laptop. Just the laptop.
He's got some kind of like feather robe on. It's
heaven and hell. Listen to his laptop.
He's crazy. I saw a guy do a blow off his little apple there. That is wild times.
I'll tell you, the Ronnie James Dio after parties are still amazing.
He says there's a party. He's in there by himself.
Do you know how many chicks want to meet Ronnie James Dio? You actually pay and meet the hologram.
The chicks don't want it. I talked to two girls that said they didn't want to come here.
Two chicks blew him last night.
Yeah, okay, fella. You take your weird feather robe and your drug abuse and you get out of here. I don't know. We're canceling this thing. I'm going to make the call on it. I'm the guy that's got to get up there and put the lights up, right?
$60 photo op.
Nobody's going to want to think
meet and greet.
Yes, of course there's a meet and greet. You want to meet Ronnie James Dio, you get through me.
He's cockier than you think he'd be, you know?
Listen to him. It sounds just like the album.
That's because that is the album.
No, he sounds exactly like the album.
No, that's an MP3 of the album there. That's not the...
Look! Totally almost synced.
You're living a fantasy, fella. I don't have to deal with this.
Get us our socks and our Tito's vodka and green M&Ms, or I take this whole thing, I pack it up, and I go home. I'll leave. I don't care. If you don't want to make 98% profit
tonight. I'm telling you to leave at this point. I ain't going down to the vending machine. That's too far down.
98% profit margin on this show. You show me any other concert that does that.
We're paying you $85 to do this.
That's right.
This is wild. Vending machines are down there by the restrooms if you really need some M&Ms.
So he just pulls the plug.
That's it. That's it. It's over.
I suppose we'll just go get the CD then or something. But pop that on.
You'll have to.
For the 40 people that are going to be there.
You better hope someone has a CD player.
Well, you got a couple of them, turns out. We got all kinds of stuff here, but good luck.
Oh, my God. The demands of the hologram man.
Where's my dressing room? You don't need to get dressed for anything. You can do it in your sweatpants.
I'm just saying, if I was a hologram guy, I wouldn't have any. The show would be, because what it'll actually be, right? You know what it'll be. There'll be a giant set with like fire and stuff like that, and then him in the middle, and there'll be all that. For me, there'd be none of, I'd be like, none of that. I'm like, you guys have lights and stuff here?
Yeah.
You got a light man? You just do whatever you want. I'm going to have my laptop set up.
I'd have no cost.
You'd be gone. You'd leave.
I'd have no cost. I'm just saying. I just hit play. It's already. I can go get a coffee. I can, you know, take a crap.
And then he starts skipping, and you're up playing video games.
Well, they know it's not him.
Malfunction.
You're having a real problem with this nerd here with the Ronnie James Dio cartoon. He keeps telling me to call him the Maestro.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, they say that they'll have a live band and Ronnie will be performing hologram. So there's actually people.
Yeah, I see. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to do all that. I wouldn't. You're already paying for it to just be fake. So just be fake.
Mm. Yeah. People are paying for it anyway. So why give them anything?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, let's move on to the next email here. She says, hey, guys, love the show. About 2 years ago, I moved to Florida into a room in a friend's condo. Well, the previous roommate had been asked to leave because she wasn't paying her bill. Now, when she moved out, she left a lot of her junk behind. We just kind of kept it in the garage, figuring she's going to come back and get it sometime. Months went by, no response to our messages, so we decided to go through everything and just get rid of it. Most of it, normal things. Records, books, penis-shaped soaps. Mm. Well, we got to one box that shocked us. I opened the box to find a plastic container with human ashes in it. It turns out it was her dad's remains.
Oh, thanks, hon.
Now, as soon as we found it, of course, we messaged her to say, hey, come get this. We have your dad's remains. We don't want to throw them out. Her response, hey, I've made peace with him. You can do whatever you want with him.
What?
She says, well, now I'm too scared to touch them because I'm afraid her dad's spirit's going to haunt me for life.
We're going
to
put it in our garden.
For 2 years, they've just sat in the corner of our garage. We had no idea. What would you do? I'm also wondering if any listeners have had weird stuff left behind by roommates like I did.
Ashes?
Ashes.
Ashes is weird.
That sucks if you got me a ghost. I don't need that.
Oh, man, imagine.
I don't need some dad ghost chilling.
Oh. Maybe just leave it at a church and run.
Like a baby?
Just an abandoned like a baby.
Just like a baby.
You find a fire department.
You know how Lisa's going to handle it. Lisa handles things.
Just leave it at a church.
I picture Lisa in one of those disguises where they have like the head thing and the glasses and she's like in all black and she's like,
well, here's what I would do.
It's for Jesus and the boys here.
Just take it to a church. Just ring the doorbell and run like Hades. Get out of there. Don't get
Sponge
caught.
Some holy water.
Yeah. Get out of here. There. Ghost, go away, ghost.
Yay.
Don't follow me home, ghost. Just you live here now, ghost.
Ashes. I gotta take this to a church.
Hell, go get out, go, go.
Listen, friend's dad. I know you're like a ghost now. So here's the deal. You can't live in my garage anymore. So go away, ghost. I'm going to take you to... This is a beautiful church. Look at this church. Look at it. See, it's nice, right? Look, you can walk outside here at night. There's the cemetery over there with all your friends. Here, I'm going to put you down right here, and I'm going to just ring this doorbell real quick.
Lisa is so sweet, even to the dead.
Yeah.
Hopefully he wasn't Jewish. I'm going to take him to the right church.
I was waiting for it.
I'm sorry. I'm stupid. About this stuff. I don't know how you... I mean, I guess that's a good... I don't know if churches accept ashes donations.
I don't know. What can they do? It's on them now. They have to do something with
your problem now, guys!
They're the most they can handle it the best.
Right.
Qualified. And anyone else?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not dealing with it.
I deal with ashes a lot.
My dad's alive, and I want to talk to him about twice a month.
Someone said give away the house and leave the ashes. That's a bit extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not financially sound.
I had a roommate that left stuff, always sort of saying, yeah, I'll come get it, I'll come get it. And then all of a sudden I was like moving out.
Mm.
And I was like, listen, you got two little couches and like some other stuff. And it eventually just like, well, I guess what you're doing is just throwing it away.
Mm. Yeah. Let's go to Nathan, who's with us from East Point. Hi, Nathan. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about this woman whose roommate left behind her dad's ashes for them.
Yeah, it's actually a really common thing. I work for a leased community. We've got a whole bunch of tenants. And when people move out, they leave them behind all the time. I've got at least five different people's remains in a filing cabinet at work that I don't know what to do with.
So you've got five people's remains in your work filing cabinet right now?
Yes.
Dude.
The cabinet of death.
That's so weird.
That's morbid and horrible.
That's insane.
I'm trying to think.
Nobody wants to take them. I'm not sure why.
What do people do with ashes?
I'm trying to look it up right now. Like, what to do with unwanted ashes?
A meaningful place?
Okay, so but back up for a second here.
Yeah, but
how many people leave loved ones' ashes behind?
They don't care.
Seems like a lot.
Apparently enough to where that guy's got a whole file cabinet full of folks.
You don't want to end up in a filing cabinet.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, worst afterlife ever.
Hey, guys.
With four annoying other people.
Yeah, I didn't choose these people. This is awful.
And he's living the filing cabinet life. Oh, that's horrible.
So they say, like, 1% of all remains are actually end up being unclaimed when they're cremated.
But to have them and then get rid of them.
There's huge warehouses of temporary storage.
It's like a biohazard, right? Like,
You can't take it to Goodwill or anything like that.
Yeah, you can't just be. I think that he should take that whole cabinet to a church.
Take the whole cabinet.
You know what? Honestly, I think the church idea is like the best idea.
Honestly, I'm sure churches would say no. We don't want your ashes.
Well, guess what, church? You're getting them.
I mean, too bad.
Yeah, too bad for you. You deal with Jesus and stuff, so here you go.
Yeah, you know what's how it happens after all that.
Yep, you've told us.
Someone said, my uncle owns a funeral home. You wouldn't believe how many families have a nice living funeral for a loved one, then never come to claim the ashes afterwards.
People don't want the ashes in their home, I think. Freaks them out, maybe?
I wouldn't want. I mean, I would have them for the split second to go do something with them.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, if somebody has like a final wish or they loved something, then you go there.
But the problem is not knowing anything about someone's dad. Like, well, even if I was this chick, right? And I was like, and she's like, I don't care. I made peace with my dad and do whatever you want. I'd be like, okay, well, what did he like?
Yeah.
What did he like?
Right.
You know? And I get it. It's just ashes and it's nothing. And it's not, you could easily just pour them down the sewer and it's the same thing.
Well, that's rude.
Yeah.
It does seem rude. Like,
it's rude to leave them in the garage, too.
Or like somebody just takes a crack at something. Like they pour me in the ocean. They don't know I hate it.
Right.
You can make it into like jewels and things too. I heard that.
Why would you do that? You don't know the person. You don't know the goddamn person.
I'm saying like loved ones can I'm wondering what loved ones do with their.
I know they can turn them into diamonds and things, can't they?
Yeah,
they'll crush you down into some kind of crystal,
and you have a power death amulet.
Scattering is the most popular option.
Yeah. Tony's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, Tony. How are you?
What do you do with the dead?
Hey, what's up, guys? Venus and balls.
Balls.
Venus and balls.
My mom, she used to own an apartment building, and, you know, of course, somebody left some remains. It was like, and the thing is, they left a picture of the guy on there, too, like back in, like, 2007, where, like, the guys had long white tees and, like, fitted hats. So, she had him in the basement for the longest time, and she sold the apartment to my uncle. And I said, hey, you know, what are you going to do with that dead guy down there? He's like, well, let's go take a look. He grabbed the ashes and just, like, swung them around in the parking lot, and, like, ashes everywhere. And that was it, man. I mean, it was like, you know.
Hey, let's go take a look. Yeah, dead guy. Likes fitted hats. He's going
That's all you need to do.
He took a hair dryer. He's like,
leaf blowers. Just send it into the air.
And that'll do.
People have it figured out. Like, it's not my dad. I don't give a crap. I am just dust in the wind. There you go.
It is Tuesday. I got a lot going on today.
Yeah.
Let's go take a look.
How many ashes are just taken in an urn and just thrown out into the garbage?
Oh, my gosh.
God, have some respect for the dead.
I know. That's garbage. What I would say. To me, though, once you're burned to a crisp.
Yeah, it's just a little garbage.
You know?
I just feel like people deserve more.
Yeah.
Because if it matters where the ashes go, doesn't it matter that we lit you on fire in the first place?
But yeah. you wanted to be. That was your calling.
I guess. Once I've burned you to a crisp, I don't know how much worse I could treat you.
Someone said, my wife's mother's ashes stare at me every time we get busy on the couch.
Oh, no, stop it.
The ashes got to go. They say if you take them to your local funeral home, they may be able to deal with them.
Oh, I'll take them, please.
Yes.
Oh, you have that's your father.
What are you doing with dead folks, Dean?
What's that?
What are you doing with dead folks?
What are you doing?
I know. It was something that, you know, my dad and I cherish golf. You know, we played golf ever since I was a little kid. And I know that's what he wanted to do, you know. And that was one of the best golf courses around at the time that we would go and watch, you know, the Buick Open. So I had you know, these baggy shorts on, and I had, like, it's just a container, not a container, but like a Ziploc bag. And I'm reaching in there and I'm pouring it out, and the state cop looks at me and he's shaking his head, and he comes up to me. He goes, "You about done now?" I go, "With what?" And he looks at me, he drops his sunglasses down, and he looks up. He goes, "You about done?" I go, "Yeah, I'm done."
So you spread your dad's ashes on the golf course.
Yep. At Warwick Hills Golf Course.
Oh, nice. Lovely place. Yep. All right, Dean.
He haunts it to this day.
One more call. AJ.
Yes. So my mother, this is years ago, my mother passed about a week later. My sister had taken my mother's ashes. She turns around and my sister calls me and she says, Mom's driving me crazy. The doors are open. The kitchen cupboards are open. The lights are on. The lights are off. She says something about, you take her. And I was like, what the hell is she talking about? Well, we get off the phone about 4 days later. I open up the mailbox, and guess who's in the mailbox? My mother's dad.
Oh, my God. She mailed her?
She mailed your mom?
She mailed my mother.
4 days, too. That wasn't even, like, overnight or anything.
No.
Nothing flashy.
No,
nothing flashy.
No, didn't have to sign for it.
And this last one here, I used to work for Disney. People would try and spread ashes of their loved ones on attractions all the time, especially in the Haunted Mansion. They just end up getting vacuumed up at the end of the day. You're just stuck in a Disney vacuum cleaner.
It's another dead lady over there.
Listen, obviously, somebody just dumped a dead person right there. Some teeth.
The teeth.
It's a pile of sand and some teeth.
Is it all ash? Like, are you so hot in those things that even your teeth are
they,
gone?
Do they give you the teeth? I think they give you the whole thing, Dave.
I remember we talked about it. There's like bone fragments and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a real creepy.
You're going to need a chop back, man.
Yeah, it's got a lot of chunks in it.
That's a dead person's remains.
I got it.
Can't just get there with the dirt, Dave.
Sweep it. Remains are commonly called ashes. In truth, they are compromised of pulverized bone fragments. Since absolutely no organic material remains after cremation, human ashes do not present any sort of health hazard.
So, yeah, I want to know about the teeth.
They have a secondary afterburner to help burn the body completely. Otherwise, the technician crushes the partially cremated remains with the help of a long hoe-like rod.
Ooh.
Crush.
As a result, the corpse is reduced to skeletal remains and bone fragments.
Right, so I mean, it is...
Do your teeth burn?
No, they don't, right? Because they've got... I know this is crazy, but they've got Hitler's teeth, right?
Like, teeth are always left over. That's like the last thing to go.
Yeah.
So they just
smash
them up?
Small fragments of teeth can be identified in burn remains.
That's so they smash them up.
They smash them up.
Yeah.
Smash those bad boys right up.
They set you on fire and beat you to a pulp.
But they do want you to cremate. Everybody, they're pushing it.
Well, they're running out of room.
There's no room. We can't bury everyone.
It's really a weird, it's a weird archaic thing mm-hmm. that we do.
I just want to go peacefully and be burned and then crushed by a man I don't know.
Or buried.
Really crush me up good. Crush and then leave death. Me in an apartment.
Crush me to death.
Got something to add?
I've got something I'm to dead. Tell you.
Text 46969. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Some guy actually sent like a nice email. Scott said another option is to bring the ashes to the most beautiful place you know, spread them and say, oh, I'm sorry your children couldn't do this for you.
It's Keanu Reeves.
I hope you're at peace. Mm,
it's Keanu Reeves really just nice. messaged us.
Conscience cleared, he said.
Wow.
And Scott, you're a nice dude.
Thanks, Keanu.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. We know who you are,
Keanu.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.